In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. We wanted to talk briefly today about two words which are similar but have different meanings, especially in a spiritual or in a Christian, especially Christian Orthodox sense. We want to talk about the difference between balance and compromise. Balance and compromise. So first, the word balance. If I want to have balance in my life, it doesn't mean I have balance between good and evil. Balance in my life should be between multiple things that are all good, are all good in Christ. For example, if I have three kids, I need to balance my time and my effort with all three kids. It doesn't mean I love one more than the other. And sometimes one has more of a need, so they need to have more time. Sometimes one has to take more effort during a certain stage of my life. So I'm balancing my effort and my time with each of my children, but I'm not balancing anything that's bad with anything that's good. So when we are balancing everything that has to always be good. Because sometimes we may get the wrong concept of balance from perhaps those we know who are outside of the Christian faith, and they say, you know, you could balance and you can come and Friday night or Saturday night, you can go out and drink and have a good time. Have a balance in your life. You don't need to be extreme, always attached to the spiritualities. No, you need to always be attached in your spirituality. So that is not balance. When you are mixing something that is harmful with something that is good, that is not balance. And perhaps you could call that a compromise. And we learn from our church, our mother church, and from our holy fathers throughout history, not to have compromise in our faith, to the point that many of our forefathers shed their blood in the name of Christ because they refused to compromise and were faithful to the point of death. And you could say, why don't you compromise and in front of the rulers tell them that we will obey you and follow the worship of idols or whatever you're telling us, or you could publicly deny Christ, but privately you can worship the Lord. But that would be compromise, and we do not accept any compromise in our faith. Of course, and that's not to say that in problem solving or in relationships, we give and take. So we could compromise in our opinions, but we are not compromising in our faith. We are not taking away from the Lord's commandments in order to appease anyone else, whether it's a loved one or a stranger or someone who is powerful or someone who we want to befriend. So there's no compromise in our faith, and we have balance in our life, but we always have the balance in a Christian sense. We do not mix or balance, or there's no share for darkness to be mingled with light. The children of light have to abide in light. They don't balance their time in darkness and some time in light. And that's not to say they're not having a good time when they're in light, because some will say, why don't you have some time for yourself? You could have the time for yourself. You need to have balance. You need to have your boundaries. You need to have the time for you to take a rest. The Lord insisted on having a day of rest. You can't be go, go, go all the time. You can't be working all the time. Even working in a spiritual sense, whether it's serving in any of the church services or serving with your family, the parents do need to have some downtime to themselves. They need to have time to enjoy themselves. But this enjoyment is in the Lord. It's not outside of the Lord. So that was the topic for tonight. Do you want to share anything? Any disagreements or the Ulbil Arabi? I can't speak that well in Arabic, so forgive me if it wasn't clear, but that was the main point. Okay, we'll do for those who have time, we'll do the midnight prayer together and then midnight praise with no compromise. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Spirit has supported us and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask Him, the Lord our God, the Pentecostor, to guard us in all peace, this holy day, and all the days of our life. O Master, Lord God, the Pentecostor, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything, concerning everything, and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness. O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men and the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people and from this your holy place. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For as you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the grace, compassion, and love of mankind of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the worship are due unto you with him and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is one essence with you, now and at all times, and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Hamdi Allah, Kazim Rahmatak, wa Mithakathir Rafatak, amhu ithmi, اغسلني كثيرا من إثمي ومن خطيئتي طهرني لأني أنا عارف بإثمي Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth, you have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness, and joy the humble bone shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a directing spirit. Then I shall teach the transgressors your ways, and the ungodly man shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in righteousness. Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart, God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar. Alleluia. Arise, O you children of the light, to praise the Lord of hosts, that he may grant us the salvation of our souls. When we stand in flesh before you, take away from our minds the sleep of forgetfulness. Grant us alertness, O Lord, in order that we may understand how to stand up before you at the time of prayer, and send up to you the appropriate doxology, and win the forgiveness of our many sins. Al-Magdulak, Ya Muhibbil
الرب يعبي للرب القائم في بيت الرب في ديار الهنا في الليل. ارفعوا ايديكم ايها القديسين وباركوا الرب. يبارككم الرب من صهيون الذي خلق السماء والارض. Glory to you, O lover of mankind. Let my supplication come near before you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my petition come before you. Revive me according to your word. Let my lips flow with praise when you have taught me your ordinances. Let my tongue speak of your words, for all your commandments are righteous. Let your hand be for saving me, for I have desired your commandments. I have longed for your salvation, Lord, and your law is my meditation. My soul shall live and praise you, and your judgment shall help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commandments. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Glory be to you, O the good one and lover of mankind. Hail to your mother, the Virgin, and to all your saints. Glory be to you, O Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. Let God arise, and let all his energy be scattered, and let all those who hate his holy name flee from before his face. But let your people be in blessing thousands of thousands, 10,000 times 10,000, doing your will. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Amen. Alleluia. The praise of the first watch of the blessed midnight hour we offer to Christ our King and God, beseeching him to forgive us our sins. From the Son of our Father, David the prophet, and the King, his holy blessing be upon us all. Amen.